Hare Krishna. Yesterday I recorded the latter part of a conversation we had with Govinda Maharaj, or at least his remembrance of Srila Prabhupada's time, of Srila Prabhupada's departure. And I recommend devotees to listen to that. And the first part of that discussion, I didn't have my recorder there, and I just wanted to recount one of the stories, humorous story. And this was the cat who was eating Krishna Balaram's sandesh. And this was at the time of very close to Srila Prabhupada's departure. And Ganmar said that there was a cat in Krishna Balaram Mandir, and at that time cats were rare. It's a fact for me to have seen cats in India. It was quite a rare phenomenon, but he said there was a cat there, and this cat had the habit of sneaking in. When the pujari at 3:30, he would come to wake the deities, and you know, on the right hand side, that's where the entrance is to the deity room for Krishna Balaram on the Radhashyam Sundar side. And he would come in unseen to the pujari, head pujari, and the head pujari would wake the deities and make the offerings. Mangalartik sweet offerings to them, which included sandesh. And of course, first the devotees started to consider that this was some kind of transcendental event, that the sandesh was disappearing, that the deities were eating the sandesh, so that there was nothing left, rather than their customary way of eating, and that they leave something behind for the devotees as well. And but then in due course of time it became clear that it was the cat, because they saw the cat escaping. But somehow or another the head pujari just wasn't astute enough to notice the cat when the cat went in and then hid inside the deity room until the offering was being made. And while the offering was being made, then he would raid the sweets. And this went on, and it became a real tragedy. Obviously, cats eating that which was meant for the deities is both embarrassing, it's also contaminating, so it's not a not a good thing. And but they failed to be able to catch the cat. Anyway, Govinda Maharaj said that finally, one day there was a discussion amongst the devotees, which almost ended up in a confrontation, meaning physical confrontation. This was about whether Srila Prabhupada should go on Govardhan Parikram or not. And it was in the reception of the guest house, and there were two camps. Those devotees who thought, well, whatever Srila Prabhupada wants, we should facilitate, and the others who said, no, this is going to kill Srila Prabhupada, and we shouldn't, we should try and talk him out of it. Govinda Maharaj said he was in the kitchen, and he just sort of came in on the scene from the outside, from the entrance to the guest house. And he said that it was so intense that it was probably going to become physical. The devotees were almost ready to fight. A very intense scene. But just at that time, Srila Prabhupada sent in Upendra, who was giving a message saying, why are devotees meeting and talking about him without his presence? And so he called them all in. Gavinda Maharaj noticed that while this discussion was taking place, the cat was there. The cat was also listening. And so Gavinda Maharaj saw the cat. He was outside, further outside. The cat was sitting on the steps. Gavinda Maharaj was a little further beyond, outside. So he vowed, "I'm getting this cat, whatever it takes." And so he jumped on it. And the cat, of course, was a wild cat, and really resisted and scratched Govinda Maharaj's hand up. And he showed me a scar that he still had on his hand. He said it went straight to the bone, but Govinda Maharaj wouldn't let him go. He really wanted to get rid of this cat. And so he shouted to the devotees to bring a potato sack from the kitchen, and he held on to the wriggling cat, and then they did bring the potato sack, and finally Govinda Maharaj stuck the cat inside the sack, and of course the cat was jumping around inside the sack, and the sack was just wiggling and shaking to and fro. And meanwhile, the meeting was taking place with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada asked for the devotees to call Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj to consult him on Govardhan Parikrama. So some devotees had just gotten into Srila Prabhupada's ambassador. They were going to go pick him up in Prabhupada's car. And Govinda Maharaj saw devotees getting in the car. He went over there with the cat in the bag, shaking and screaming, and he asked, "Where are you going?" And this is, "Oh, we're going to Amritsar Gauri Math to get Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj." So Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, stuck the cat in the bag inside the car, stuck it in the hand of one of the devotees, and he said, "Here, take this. And release this cat over when you get to the Gaudiya Math." So that's what they did. They let the cat loose over there. And Krishna asked Govinda Maharaj, "Well, what happened? Did the cat come back?" And he said, "Well, yeah, after a few days, he did come back. Seems like he didn't fancy Gaudiya Math's Sandesh as much as he did Krishna Balaram's. And I didn't ask, I'll ask today, what happened to the cat. I mean, obviously, he's no more. That was a long, long time ago. That then reminded me of, reminded me of two incidents. One is in New Rajadam, when we had some mice who were coming in from the field, and we were still not, I don't think, fully finished in construction, and so we had to actually bring in one of our local cats to get rid of the mice. He didn't go after the actually he did, now that I remember, he did. He was also had to get the boot because he would want to also taste Radisham's milk sweets. But at least he did his job in getting rid of the mice. And my other encounter with mice was way back in Chicago, and it was sort of an event where I always regretted being a little over aggressive, but we had a serious problem with lots of mice in the temple. It had to do both with the neighborhood, but also the way the temple was, the gymnasium was sort of half underground. So gymnasium was the temple room, it was the Evanston temple. And so mice would come, and they would, pujaris would report how when they went in, then to wake the deities, then there would be mice inside there, and of course we'd uncover the offering to the deities, but still it was a horrific experience. So one day at Mongol Artik, a mouse was crawling up Srimati Radharani's dress, and then her hair. And at that time, we're a little more attached to the rules, or bewildered by the rules, and thought, well, no, it isn't appropriate to interrupt Mongol Artik to do anything. So we didn't do anything, should have. But I swore that I would rid all of Evanston of all the mice. And of course I didn't rid all of Evanston, but I did rid the temple of the mice. And so for a few nights thereafter, I stayed up all night underneath the altar. And I won't say what it was that I did, but it got rid of the mice, but it was a little aggressive, to say the least. But we did get rid of all of the mice. I'd use more sattvic means nowadays. And the mice didn't return thereafter. Anyway, that I digressed a little into my days in Chicago from Govinda Maharaj's tale in Vrindavan and the cat who was eating the sweets of Krishna Balaram. Well, he certainly made spiritual advancement, and the cat really can't be faulted, because he's just an animal. The fault is on the part of those who don't take proper precautions. That was yesterday's tale. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.